Tom Pelkey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Could you give us some background on the Lindenwood Cemetery?
Back in the 1820s and 30s, Fort Wayne really didn't have a city cemetery or anything like that. The first one was a small 2-acre plot that's really where the Allen County Jail is right now. And it just didn't suit the purposes, and it became run down. And so some of the city fathers thought because of the continued growth, they needed a more proper place for the residents of Fort Wayne. And they moved to a 4-acre lot right across from the GE on Broadway. And it was platted out for, I think, 600-some burials. And that, too, fell into disrepair. And the founding fathers certainly saw what the growth was of Fort Wayne, and they wanted something larger and protected and perpetual care. So in the 1850s, a group of businessmen in Fort Wayne started searching for a proper area and eventually came to Lindenwood's current location.
So what was the vision that the founders had for the cemetery?
Lindenwood was one of the first cemeteries they called the Rural Cemetery Movement. Hard to believe Lindenwood was rural at the time, but it really was. And that kind of phenomenon went on for 20 years afterwards in cities like Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Cincinnati.
Is a rural cemetery what it sounds like, or is there more to it than that?
It was very different from the normal small cemeteries or church-large cemeteries. They were dramatically larger, and they really appealed to the natural aesthetic view. They were park-like. They were landscape. They really started out serving as destinations for family outings. It was a totally different concept. It's interesting because even youth at the time were encouraged to come out and draw historical and moral lessons.
It seems like Lindenwood was ahead of its time. Today, there are movements all over the country where people are trying to reclaim cemeteries as public spaces. But it seems like in the initial planning process of Lindenwood, this was the plan all along.
It absolutely was. And we talk about celebrating lives. And from our funeral home perspectives in Fort Wayne, that's a little bit of a new concept for the last 10 or 15 years. It's interesting to kind of look back on how it was set up originally and then look at some of the things we do today. In a lot of ways, we've changed. It certainly isn't rural anymore. But if you look at the cemetery itself, it kind of is. We sit in the middle of Fort Wayne, but you go into that cemetery and it's like kind of like going into Central Park. Almost every day we have families out there walking, runners. We have school tours all through the year. I mean, you may come to Lindenwood someday and there's 4 or 5 buses there. And we have St. Francis and other colleges that come out for maybe photo classes or surveying classes. So we're kind of back to where we were back in 1860. It's a learning area.
Was there any difference in between now and when it first started? Was it ever a bit more somber?
If it follows the funeral traditions at our funeral homes, there probably was a time like that. And one of the things we really wanted to do was get back with the community. With all the trees we have there, we've got 64 different tree varieties, and we have maps showing where the trees are. So we have school kids doing leaf collections. And so in the fall, this time of the year, on the weekends, it's very crowded. We have a dearly departed walk through historic Lindenwood that's put on by Arch and the History Center. Every spring we have, there's a Formula for Life run, and it provides for nutrition and education for the children of Haiti. For mostly every year we've had a Civil War reenactment. Probably the biggest thing we do is the Galloping Gobbler, and never thought we could get people out there on the morning of Thanksgiving. And last year we had 3,300. And it's one of the biggest, 4-mile runs in the United States. So we're still involved in the community, maybe in different ways than we were in 1859. But it's kind of cool. It gets people into the cemetery and just walking around or riding a bike in there or walking their dogs. We just have people there every day.
We mentioned earlier that a lot of times cemeteries are more somber, perhaps sinister. But in your own words, how would you describe Lindenwood?
Peaceful. Nobody comes in there to be scared or to be somber. They come in to do activities that just fit perfectly in there. So in no way is it viewed that way, I don't think, anymore.
Tom Pelkey, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed it.